Starting tonight at 6 p.m., the Southern Oregon Student Film Festival will feature a variety of short films at the Varsity Theater. Another showing will take place on June 11th at 7 p.m. Joining me in the studio to help us learn more are my two guests. Chris Lucas is Assistant Professor of Film Distribution and Festivals at SOU. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
And Ellie Blount is a senior at SOU, majoring in digital cinema, and is also the director of the SOU Student Film Festival. Welcome, Ellie.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Well, let's start with you. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this Student Film Festival.
So, yeah, we've been working on this festival for this past spring term. I have attended the festival the past 2 years. The first year, I was just there for fun. Second year, I was lucky enough to win Best Art and Experimental Film. So I've experienced the film festival from the outside, but now going into the inside of it as director, it's been a whole new perspective, learning histories of film festival, what it means to have different genres in film festivals and what that says about your own project. But it's been a whirlwind of so much fun and very educationally profound to me and very fulfilling too.
So you won your first time participating?
Last year I won for directing my short film, The Silent Counselor. It was based off my mental health experience on antidepressants. But yeah, I won for Best Art and Experimental Film, which was super rewarding. But we're super excited to see what is coming through this year. So new awards are passed out.
That's incredible. How long was the film?
I believe about 10 to 11 minutes.
So these are short films?
Yes, short films. Our maximum minutes for our short films this year are 15 minutes. So our films range from like 2 to 3 minutes to 15. So it's a nice wide variety.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Chris, give us some background. How did this all come about and why?
Well, like a lot of great ideas here at SOU, this started with the students. You know, it was a student-led initiative back in the earlier 2000s, around 2005, and really a more informal get-together just to let students show their work to each other. About 10 years ago, we got a little more formal. We were starting to create a film major, and then we created a class that was focused on film distribution and film festivals because we really wanted the students to have an experience that would, you know, mimic as close as possible that experience of both going to a festival, having a film in a festival and the rewarding parts of that, but also the pretty significant amount of work that goes into making a festival happen, which is, you know, this is a film competition. You know, they get twice as many films submitted as they can show. So it's a process of screening. We enlist community members to kind of help make the final judgments. And then they program, you know, this year 16 short films in 90 minutes, and we show it at the Varsity. So it's kind of, it's on a big screen. It's very exciting. And then we follow with an award ceremony.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. You talk about it's a competition.
Yeah.
So I wasn't aware that when you go to a film festival, these folks are competing.
Yeah, it's interesting to break it down because in the beginning of the night, we're showing all the films that have been selected, but then towards our awards ceremony, that's when it gets competitive because we're, as Chris has mentioned, we have judges on board who are scoring and selecting these films, and that can be based off of cinematography, sound, editing. So at the end of the night, there can only be one film that wins for best editing, best cinematography, maybe even best actress or actor. So that's when the competitive side of it all comes to play. But I enjoy both that, but also just like the celebration of how many films our students have made the past year,
right,
and the variety, the genres, the different, I think especially the past 2 to 3 years, the quality has gone up extremely high. So it's been so, so exciting to see just so many creative minds behind it. And so I like to celebrate the films that we've selected and the hard work, but then going into the competitive side, it's also very rewarding to see who's selected for what.
Okay, so how does the audience participate in that competition? Do they get a vote?
So at the very end of the night, there's actually an audience choice award. So after a Q&A with our filmmakers, there'll be a QR code either on the back of the film screen or in the program, and audience members can click on that and go through their favorite film of the night. And then at the award ceremony, that is the last award presented because we're going through the calculations and which films were superior to others according to the audience. So that's the very last award at the end of the night. So it's a complete surprise to honestly all of us, which is a really exciting factor too.
So how do you manage this? I mean, after the last film has been shown,
yeah,
What is the audience doing while you're doing all this calculating?
So after all the films are shown, we're going to be doing a 20-minute Q&A with all of our filmmakers. So they all just stand up front and people get to ask questions. It's really a free-for-all what you get to ask them. So it's really fun when that comes around. And so while I'm doing that, I know Chris and a few other of our students are going to be prepping for the awards. So making sure everything is squared away, A-okay. All the awards are finalized, like everything is good to go. So it's kind of a two-partnership system of making sure while I'm doing one thing, the next thing we're prepping is good to go.
Okay, so you've got the audience engaged. They're excited. Yeah. They're talking with the producers. They're learning more about what's happening.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back behind the stage, folks are calculating who gets to win. The judges are tallying up their points, all this stuff. How do you choose the judges, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Well, the judges are actually drawn from our really rich network we have here in the Valley of filmmakers, media professionals. We have a pool of about 23 people who have been looking at these films for the last 3-4 weeks. And so they've already made a lot of the selections for the what we call the genre awards, so like best drama, best comedy, and then the craft awards like cinematography and editing. So all that is really has just been decided in the last 24 hours. But the audience award happens on the night. Then actually the audience will need to tune into the Instagram to find out the final winners of everything, because we need to give the varsity back their room and we head over to an after party and awards ceremony in downtown Ashland for the actual reveal of all of this.
My guests are Chris Lucas, an assistant professor of film distribution and festivals at SOU, and Ellie Blount, an SOU student majoring in digital cinema and serving as director of the SOU Student Film Festival. So, Ellie and Chris, how do you determine which film goes first, which film goes last, and everything in between?
Would you like to answer?
Sure. Well, I mean, film programming, programming a festival is one of the real significant learning outcomes of this class. You know, and we talk a lot about how this is actually a culturally important role. Film programmers in festivals, you know, they're looking at often thousands of films at the bigger festivals and deciding what's going to make it on screen. And then that gets some press and maybe it gets distributed and shows up on Netflix and so forth. They have this kind of gatekeeper role. And we talk about the responsibilities of that and why it's important to be sophisticated and kind of know a lot about cinema. So we have the whole class is scoring films, but then there's a small subset of students who are tasked with gathering that information and then putting the show, in order that kind of makes sense and is pleasing for the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because there's got to be some sort of flow.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when we were talking, it's specifically our programming team that's in charge of like assembling the line of the first film to the last. So there's a conversation of like, what if we mix all kinds of genres throughout this film, throughout this festival, which was a good idea at first, but then it comes to the conversation of like, how jarring would that be? So we essentially group them by category and by genre. So
I can imagine if I'm just having a hilarious time with a comedy and then a horror film comes out.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, I don't know if that would feel so nice. So
there's some whiplash in there.
Yeah, a little bit of whiplash. So we decided this year to kind of group them by category. So in the beginning, I'm blanking off at the top of my head, but we're just going by like specific genre groups. So like comedies, our horror sci-fi category. We have a documentary in the middle, which is like a nice indicator, like a nice little in between. And then we're wrapping up with our dramas at the very end of the night. And then some experimental films.
So tell me a little bit about you. I mean, I don't know how you come to think about all of the things that you're thinking about in film and why that interests you. Mm-hmm. Where'd you grow up?
So I grew up in the Portland area. I grew up in Sherwood, a tiny little town known for the Robin Hood Festival every single summer. I've always been into film since I was little. I did musical theater at Teen Musical Theater of Oregon over in Medford.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so much. I was there for about 8 years. I had the time of my life. And I've always been interested in arts and films especially. But I've also heard the horror stories of how risky the business can be. So for about the first 2 years of college, I was an environmental studies major at PSU, which I did enjoy. But it just wasn't clicking for me. I don't know. And then about 3 years ago, through PSU, I got to study abroad over in England, over in Bristol. I took a European cinema course over there. It changed my life. And I was like, you know what? You only live once. So once I moved back home into Medford, I changed schools, applied to SOU, applied to be in the digital cinema program. And now I'm here. And it's been probably one of the best choices I've ever made.
So you enjoy being here and doing what you do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I still love environmental studies. It's sustainability is now a minor. So it's like that interest hasn't left me. But I definitely feel more comfortable, more passionate, and more thrilled by the film industry. And I specifically focus more on like directing, producing. So it feels very comfortable and very much where it should be.
So you're a senior.
Yes.
What's next?
That's a great question. At the moment, I plan on just staying around the Valley, working, saving up some money. There's been a couple cities that have come to mind for moving. Me and my friend have talked about Seattle quite a bit. Last year when I was doing my short film, The Silent Counselor, I had a small little production company from New Orleans keep an eye on me. So they're commenting on like a few posts here and there. So that's also been an interest of mine. Long-term goal is probably the UK and England. I loved England so much. I would definitely want to move back there.
But it left an impression.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But I also just love the film scene over there and the artistic choices and styles, especially back in history. Like the French New Wave in film is probably one of my favorite times of cinema. So, yeah, definitely took a hold on me.
So, Chris, once your students graduate and they go off into the industry, how does the university continue to support them?
Well, a couple of ways. You know, we have a growing alumni network. You know, as a major, we're about 6 years old, so we're pretty fresh. But we have a lot of people in Portland. We have a lot of people in Los Angeles now. And we make every effort to connect people. You know, this is a business which is very much built around relationships. So that's a key part of what we try to do is, you know, help students build those relationships while they're a student, but then help them when they get out. We have some career development classes within our curriculum that are about building a portfolio, getting yourself visible online, having a properly formatted resume for mm-hmm. this work. You know, we do a lot of that kind of thing. And then, you know, things like the festival are really important to us because, you know, it can be kind of hard to get visible and break through in this business. So how do you get your work seen? And festivals play a key role in that.
Mm-hmm. So we have about a minute left. So let's focus in on this festival.
Yeah.
When is it? What should people expect when they get there? And how far in advance should they arrive?
So festival starts at 6 p.m. tonight. If you want to be there early, I would say 5:30 to 5:45 is a good time of arrival. What to expect tonight? You're going to find a lot of beautiful films. I think the cinematography is definitely a standout this year. We have a wide variety from comedy to horror. We have a wonderful documentary hidden in there, like I've already said, and really some beautiful and original stories. I think that's one big part of this festival that I'm excited for.
How many films?
16 short films, mm-hmm. you know, in 90 minutes. Tonight's show is very close to sold out, so, mm-hmm. you know, it would be kind of luck probably if you got in tonight. You have to show up very early. But we're having a reprise screening 1 week from tonight at the Varsity with tickets on sale through the Varsity website. And that's always – we always get great community support and people who could not get in on premiere night, which is tonight. They can come back 1 week later.
So that's on June 11th.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay, what time?
6 p.m.
No, 7 o'clock on the 11th.
My bad.
Yeah.
6 p.m. tonight?
Yeah.
And then 7 o'clock on the 11th.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have for this segment. Thank you both.
Thank you
so much.